9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hell back, sacks. Loki still a deer, and I still shake a bow squat. Ran for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that dog in Sosa. Shot my dog in Fat Trail. Shot my dog in Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Crosley.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field on a beautiful Thursday for baseball. It's game three of this six-game series between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and the Rangers AA affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. The Riders coming off a big win last night in which they used 9 unanswered runs to propel themselves out ahead. They end up winning the ballgame 10-5 after trailing early 4-0. The Rough Riders 9-5 in this second half, 53-30 overall. already punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason, winning the first half. Northwest Arkansas comes into tonight 6-8 with a 41-42 record overall on the year. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. Like I mentioned, a beautiful night for baseball, and when we get underway, it's a left-hander facing a right-hander on the bump tonight. It's Noah Cameron, the lefty, going for the Naturals. He's 2-4 with a 3.84 ERA through 13 starts on the season. The 24-year-old, originally from St. Joseph, Missouri, was drafted in the seventh round back in 2021 by the Kansas City organization out of Central Arkansas. This is a guy that has pitched the majority of his career here at the AA level. 138 strikeouts and 131 and a third innings of work at the AA level. And he throws a ton of strikes, 64% this season, 63% overall in the course of his minor league career. He comes in as the number 20 ranked prospect in the Royals organization, giving up 25 earned runs in 58 2/3. So Noah Cameron gets the ball for the Naturals, and he goes toe-to-toe against the right-hander Ben Anderson, who is 4-4 with a 4.24 ERA. Anderson, not a hard thrower, but a pinpoint thrower. Loves hitting his spots. The Rough Riders catchers will tell you that Ben Anderson, when he is on, is the easiest guy on this team to catch, just because he hits the spots, and if he's asked to throw outside, he's going to miss that way. And there's a good reason for that. Ben Anderson, 11 walks on the year to 52 strikeouts and 57 and a third innings of work. He went 1-1 with a 3 ERA across three starts in the month of June, and then opened the month of July with a five-inning start where he allowed just two earned runs, six hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. That was on the road at Arkansas against the Travelers. He attacks with a fastball, curveball, changeup mix, and then added recently a slider/cutter to his arsenal, and that's paid dividends for him as of late. The 6'4" right-hander, a 26-year-old from New York, gets the ball for the Rough Riders here for game three of this six-game set on a beautiful Thursday. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show, and when we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders second baseman tonight, Alex Nagoda.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders second baseman Alex Nagoda. Alex, first of all, thanks for taking the time. And you've been nursing a bit of an injury. You're now back in the lineup. How are we feeling?
Thanks for having me on. I'm feeling great and ready to go, and just excited to help this team continue to win.
No doubt about it. You've been helping them throughout the course of the year, not only on the field but also away from the field. You know, all the coaches will say you're an extension of this coaching staff. Do you see a future in coaching once your playing career is over, or what's the plan there?
Yeah, I've always thought of coaching whenever I finish playing baseball, but I still feel like I have a lot in me and a lot to give to this game, and my focus is out on the field and trying to help my teammates win.
No doubt about it. We go back to Media Day, the first time we ever talked, and mentioned you being a former big leaguer. Man, I had a stint in the big leagues with the Astros. What was that moment like for you?
Man, it was a dream come true. Something that we worked towards our whole lives, and being able to live out that dream and step on a big league field with my family in attendance was the best moment of my life.
Now here in the Rangers organization, what's your time like been here, and have you been able to mesh with this group? And it seems on the outside that you have, but talk a little bit about this clubhouse.
It's one of the best clubhouses I've ever been a part of. Just being able to see guys come to work every single day and with that mentality of winning. It's not something you see in every clubhouse in the minor leagues, but here they do a phenomenal job starting in spring training since day one. That the mission here is just to go out and win, and we're going to prepare every day to mold guys into those type of players to win each night, and as they move through the system and get to the big leagues, they just continue to do what they need to do. It's not something new when you get to the big leagues and all of a sudden now you got to try to win. It's something that they built from guys in the international draft, in the down in the Dominican, all the way up through AAA. You see that winning mentality, and it's definitely something that I've really appreciated, because that's something that I've always been taught my whole life. It's about winning. It's about winning in everything you do, and it's definitely encouraging when you got guys around you doing the same thing.
You talk about winning. The Rough Riders have done a lot of that this year, over 50 wins, the first team in AA to reach the 50-win mark. You guys had quite a celebration a few weeks back here at Riders Field, clinching the first half. What was that like for you?
I mean, it's a great feeling once you know that you're going to the playoffs, but like I said, we're not done yet. You're never a finished product until you stand and you win a championship, and then it's what's next. There is a little gratification in the moment, but it's always what's next and how am I going to continue to get better and win more and more and more. And that's what the greats always have done. And when you try to, you know, emulate those guys, that's the type of mindset that winners have. And I think the organization has done a great job, and I'm just happy to be here to be an aid in that that part of it, just being able to help my teammates learn and continue to develop that winning mindset on a day-in and day-out basis.
That's part one of a two-part interview with Alex DeGoti, the Rough Riders' second baseman tonight. We'll step aside here on the Riders' pregame show, and when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for Game 3 of this six-game set with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley here on the pregame show. Let's get you set. About 5 minutes away from first pitch of Game 3 in this six-game series. Game number 84 overall in the season for the Rough Riders. They look to improve on their 53-30 overall record, their top mark in all of AA. First for the visitors in terms of the starting lineup for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will go as follows. The second baseman, Javier Vaz, will lead things off for the third consecutive game. Tyler Tolbert will play shortstop in Matt second. The right fielder and Royals number 7 ranked prospect Gavin Cross is in the 3 spot. In the cleanup spot is the catcher Luca Tresh, who enjoyed a night off yesterday. Peyton Wilson will play left field behind him in bat 5th. Batting 6th is the first baseman Dylan Shrum. Diego Hernandez back in the lineup in roaming center field tonight, batting 7th. Batting 8th is Cale Emsop. He'll be the designated hitter tonight. And Shervin Newton, the third baseman, makes his series debut in the 9th spot in this order. Again for the Naturals, that is Vaz, Tolbert, Cross, Tresh, Wilson, Shrum, Hernandez, Emshoff, and Newton. The lineup faces off against the right-hander Ben Anderson. We talked about him earlier. And the lineup to face Noah Cameron, the left-hander for the Rough Riders, is as follows. The shortstop, Caber Rodriguez, leads things off. Liam Hicks, the designated hitter, enjoyed a night off yesterday. He's back in hitting in the two spot. Cody Freeman will play the hot corner at third base and bat third. Cooper Johnson is the catcher tonight, and he's in the cleanup spot. Aaron Zavala, the center fielder, will bat fifth. Abimelech Ortiz will roam out in right field and bat sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Heysel Cepeda, making his second appearance in the series. Alex DeGody, fresh off the injured list, will play second base and bat eighth. Rounding things out for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders is the first baseman, Franger Chavez. So again, for the Riders, it is Rodriguez, Hicks, Freeman, Johnson, Zavala, Ortiz, Cepeda, DeGody, and Chavez. So the Rough Riders going toe-to-toe with a left-hander on the hill. The Royals' number 20-ranked prospect, Noah Cameron, making his 14th start of the year, mentioned in the pregame show, 2-4 with a 3.84 ERA here this season. Guy that throws a ton of strikes and attacks with a fastball, changeup, curveball, cutter mix. And some names to watch out for. Cooper Johnson has been dominant against left-handers, and there's a reason why he's jumped up in the lineup. Johnson is riding a four-game hitting streak, and in three consecutive games, he's delivered an extra base hit. He has been on fire as of late for the Riders, and even better against left-handed pitching. A 1.194 OPS against lefties this year. Just absurd numbers for the Riders catcher. He's in the cleanup spot tonight. And look out, the 5-6 spots in this order for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala in center and Abimelech Ortiz in right field are coming off each of their second three-hit contests of the season, and the first in quite some time, both those coming last night. So this Rough Riders lineup feeling it after putting up 10 runs last night, coming back from down 4-0. It's game three of the six-game set just around the corner. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley will rejoin us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my God!
goodness!
What a play!
Oh, baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous day in North Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders back on the diamond against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. And Ben Anderson taking the ball for the Rough Riders as Frisco looks to take a series advantage over Northwest Arkansas following their 10-5 win yesterday. A good one to build on here on this gorgeous Thursday. It's Ben Anderson taking the mound for the first time in his career against Northwest Arkansas. The Rexford, New York native and draft pick of the Rangers back in 2019. He takes on Javier Vaz here in the top of the first inning. Out of Binghamton University, he's 4-4 this year with a 4.24 earned run average, making his 14th appearance and 13th start this season with the Rough Riders. He readies and deals in the first pitch of the game. That's outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're underway at 2 minutes after 7:05. And just a perfect day for baseball. A little bit on the warm side. 93 degrees, with it feels like I'm 95. The 1-0. And that one just sits high. It's one, make it two balls and no strikes. Anderson today pitching in the slate uniform tops, the cream pants, and the red double R ball cap. It's the gray pants, the navy tops, the pitch. It spears the top of the zone. A strike with a changeup. It's 2-1. And the navy ball caps with a gold brim today for Northwest Arkansas. Vaz, the second baseman, 2-for-9 so far in this series. 2-1 pitch. Just off the outside corner. 3 balls and 1 strike. The Riders opened this series with a 6-1 loss at the hands of the Naturals and then came back to win 10-5 yesterday. Trailing 4-0 going into the bottom of the fourth inning, they rattled off 10 unanswered. The pitch. Flicked foul down the left side. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Vaz. And the Rough Riders certainly happy with the offensive performance yesterday and trying to build off that today. But looking for another strong start out of Ben Anderson, who's been good over his last few. In 5 games, his last 5, he's 2-1 with a 3.24 ERA. He looks in for his sign, ready from the stretch, as he always works from the stretch. And the 26-year-old fires. It's flicked down the left field line, drops in fair, rolling down towards the corner. Cepeda tracks it down. Vaz pulling into second, and he's in there easily with a stand-up double. An opposite field double down the left field line for Javier Vaz. He got a changeup on the outside corner, elevated, and just went with it. So Vaz at second base, and Tyler Tolbert the batter now. Just in our way here in the top of the first inning. Happy to have you along.
Well, and Zach, this is a familiar spot for Ben Anderson. Early in ball games, he struggled a bit. A 9 ERA in the first inning, which is his worst of any inning so far this year. Once he gets through the second, he really settles in.
The pitch, that's bunted up the first baseline and foul, and it's 0-1. And hoping today, of course, to not make that happen. Settle in here in the first inning, not get behind early. The Riders have been good this season when coming from behind. They have 19 come-from-behind wins this year out of their 53. Hoping not to fall behind early today, though. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Tolbert shows bunt, pulls back, takes way up and in all the way back to the backstop. Baz going for third, and Johnson got a favorable carom back from home. He throws down to third, not in time. It's a wild pitch, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. That time, a fastball that just got away from Anderson. A 1 ball and 1 strike on Tolbert, the shortstop, with a runner at third. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander's pitch. A curveball that just misses up. Excuse me, that was the changeup, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
And, Zach, that's just the third wild pitch issued by Ben Anderson this year. He's a guy that has pinpoint control. That's a rare one from the right-hander.
He deals here with a 2-1. It's up and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. A guy who is the second lowest walk rate in the Texas League. He has
done a great job not issuing the free passes this year. Only 11 in 57 and a third innings. Behind here, three balls and one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup on 3-1 at the bottom of the zone. It's 3-2. Defense behind Ben Anderson looks like this today. It's Heysel Cepeda in left. Aaron Zavala playing out in center field, a rarity for him. Abimelech Ortiz in right. Cody Freeman at third. Keber Rodriguez at short. Alex Degody, the second baseman. Freiner Chavez, the first baseman. And Cooper Johnson catches. 3-2. That's up and in for ball four. A rare walk from Ben Anderson. And that brings Gavin Cross to the plate. Cross, the left-handed batter. Runners on the corners. Nobody out here in the first. Cooper Johnson squats back down behind home plate. These two working together for the seventh time this year in his 13 starts. The pitch. Flutters across the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. When these two are paired together, Anderson's been good, a 3.73 ERA on the year. And the Riders are 4-2 in their six starts. They've been the battery. 0-1, runner takes off. There's a pop-up on the left side, foul ground. Freeman watching, and it goes foul. Out of play. It's no balls and two strikes on Cross, who's been phenomenal against right-handed pitching this year. One of the best in the Texas League in over 850 OPS. He's 3-for-7 in the series with a double, a walk, and a couple runs scored. And he has an RBI opportunity in this first inning. Infield playing back for the Rough Riders. They'll give up a run for a double play. No balls, two strikes. Anderson deals. That's outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Luca Tresh to follow. He's on deck, the catcher. Anderson coming off a start against Arkansas on the road, in which he went five shutout innings with six strikeouts. He brings it in. Tolbert takes off. There's another foul out of play to the left side. And it's a ball and two strikes still on Cross. Tolbert, 26 stolen bases, third in the Texas League. Cooper Johnson, one of the best at throwing out potential Steelers behind the plate. He's thrown out 36% of runners against him this year. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got an up and in with the cutter. Ben Anderson with his first strikeout. One away, and here's Luca Tresh. Tresh, the catcher. 2-for-4 in the series so far. That was back in game one. He got the day off yesterday. So right-handed batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup down and in. It's 0-1. Anderson throws a lot of right-handed changeups. This whole staff does. But Anderson and really Ryan Garcia specialize in that right-handed on right-handed changeup. Down and in. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Up and away. One ball and one strike. One out here in the top of the first inning. Just underway. No score. Daniel, by the way, is our home plate umpire today. Austin Snow, the crew chief, down the first base line. Mickey Smith, our third base umpire today. Throw over to first and not in time. Tolbert was leaning towards second base. Nearly got picked off. Anderson about to throw his 20th pitch of this first inning. He readies from the stretch. And he brings it in. Runner takes off again. There's a strike. Throw down to second on the money. Not in time. Degody came up in front of the bag. And as Tolbert slid behind him head first, the tag was just late. Tolbert steals his 27th bag of the year in 29 attempts. 1-2 now on Tresh. And with one out, the double play no longer in order here in the first inning. Tresh standing back in for the right side. Infield very slightly to pull and back. Anderson brings it down in the dirt. Misses with a chain. Two balls and two strikes. Trash had an RBI in game one of this series. That's 6-1 win for the Naturals. Tyler Malley made the rehab start in that game. Going two innings. 2-2. Got him looking on the outside corner. Ben Anderson freezes him, and he picks up his second straight strikeout. A two outs here in the first inning. Here's Peyton Wilson. Anderson trying to strand the two on the base paths. Perfectly located pitch on the outside corner. Wilson, the left-handed batter, 0 for 6 with a couple walks in the series so far. The pitch. He grounds it foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Wilson playing out in left field defensively. Number 22 prospect in the Royals organization. Here's the stretch from Anderson, and he deals home the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. No balls and two strikes. His fastball will be in the low 90s. He'll top at about 94. That last one at 93. He'll throw the changeup 87 to 90 miles an hour. A lot of good downward movement on it. He readies here in the 0-2. There's a fly ball flared into shallow left field. Cepeda racing on. Can't get it. Base hit. Vaz scores. Tolbert around to cross. And he comes in to score. It's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas in the first inning. A fastball on the upper edge outside corner. And Peyton Wilson, soft contact, flaring it out into shallow left for a two-run single. Dylan Trum bats now. An 0-2 pitch and a hittable fastball at the top of the zone. Dylan Trum bats now, right-handed hitter, and a throw over to first, not in time. Naturals, for the third consecutive game, strike first. Third consecutive games, right? The first time. Here's the stretch of the pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 on the cutter from Anderson. He's already thrown 26 pitches in the first inning. And Brian Chi is loosening out of the bullpen for the Riders. 0-1. Broken bat flare into shallow center field. Rodriguez can't get it. It's over the shortstop's head. Center fielder Zavala's got it. But Wilson goes first to third, and it's back-to-back softly hit singles for the Naturals, already leading 2-0 in this first inning. Runners cornered again. That one was a fastball inside off the plate, and Trum just able to fight it off into center field. Diego Hernandez takes his turn, but not before John Goble, the Riders pitching coach, exits the dugout, and he'll go have a chat with Anderson. He went full, the full count at least, to the first two batters, and that really helped to drive up his pitch count. Only the one walk in the inning, and it hasn't really been too big of a deal in terms of not throwing strikes in this frame besides that walk to Tyler Tolbert. He got the back-to-back strikeouts and then the back-to-back singles both of the times that he gave up the singles. He was ahead in the count. Just couldn't put him away. So they're up on the mound, and Goble has said what he has had to say, and he's back to the dugout. This next pitch will be the 28th in this first inning for Ben Anderson. Diego Hernandez, the left-handed hitter, 0 for 4 in this series. A .233 hitter on the season. 25 runs batted in 64 games. The pitch home. Curveball over for a strike on the outside corner at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Anderson getting ahead. Pull side shift on the infield for the Riders here in the first. 0-1. Line the opposite way into left field. That sinks in for a base hit. Wilson scores. Shrum up to second base. It's now 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. Hernandez picking on a changeup elevated up on the outside edge. It's the third consecutive hit and the fourth in this first inning. Kale Emshoff bats now. Emshoff with a solo homer yesterday, playing in just his 13th game with Northwest Arkansas, coming up from High Aquan Cities. The pitch home. Outside corner with a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Eighth man up in this first inning against Anderson. Luke mentioned Anderson struggles in the first inning this season. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. Curveball popped up on the infield. Brainerd Chavez coming into the middle of the diamond, the first baseman under it, and he makes the two-handed squeeze to retire the side in the first. Damage done, though. Three runs across on four hits. No errors, two left on. We go bottom one. It's 3-0. Northwest Arkansas leads it over the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the first inning, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 3-0. It's Cable Rodriguez, Liam Hicks, and Cody Freeman leading things off in the inning against Noah Cameron, the left-hander. Cameron making his first appearance in his career against the Rough Riders, and he offers home. That's over the heart of the plate. A called strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez in the leadoff spot. The shortstop 1-for-4 in this series. Here's the wind in the 0-1. Swing and a drive down the left field line. Is it fair or foul? He hooked it foul down the left side. 409 feet, but foul.
It's been a minute for Gabriel Rodriguez since he last left the yard. Also looking for his first home run here in this ballpark this season. All three of his homers have come on the road. He was mighty close to picking up a big one.
Yeah, foul by about maybe 5 or 10 feet. His last home run on June 7th at Corpus Christi. 0-1 is up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Cameron, the number 20 prospect in the Royals organization. He fires. It's a swing and a miss off the outside corner and the dirt. There's strike three. Tresh blocks and throws him out. Well, Cameron strikes out Rodriguez, and there's one away. Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Hicks 2-for-4 in the opener. He got the day off yesterday. Hitting 264 on the season. Pitch home. Curveball misses high, 1-0. Noah Cameron this season has really struggled as of late in his last six starts, a 5.33 ERA. 24-year-old fires. Ground ball foul to the right side off the facing of the Royals affiliate dugout on the right side. The St. Joseph, Missouri native was a former seventh round selection by the Royals out of Central Arkansas. Even though he didn't pitch at all in the 2021 season. 1-1. There's a line drive off the end of the bat. Softly dunked down into right field. And Liam Hicks has himself a one-out single here in the first. That's a Liam Hicks special right there. Well, off the end of the bat. Line drive into right. The DH is 1-for-2 now. The Riders are 1-for-2 as a team. Here's Cody Freeman with one out, trailing 3-0 in the first. With Northwest Arkansas this season, Noah Cameron 2-4 with a 3.84 ERA, making his 14th start this season. The left-hander ready from the stretch. He fires to Freeman. Finds the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Cameron, a fastball, curveball, changeup, and cutter arsenal. The cutter was added during the offseason this year. The left-hander looks over towards first, fires. Swinging a ground ball foul down the left side on the changeup. 0-2. In 58 and two-thirds innings, 64 strikeouts for him to 24 walks. Opponents are hitting 259 off the left-hander. Riders have had some guys in this lineup that have hit really well against left-handed pitching, though as a team, the Riders don't hit very well against lefties this year. 0-2 offering. Freeman lines it the opposite way, sinking into right, and that one drops in, a base hit. Freeman around second, he cruises into third, and the Riders have him cornered with one down here in the first inning. An 0-2 pitch, a fastball at the top of the zone, and Freeman didn't hit it hard, just lofted it out into right field. Cooper Johnson bats now. And this is just the second at-bat all season in the first inning for Cooper Johnson. He's hitting in the cleanup spot for the first time since 2021. And he has murdered left-handed pitching this year. An almost 1,200 OPS against lefties. The pitch. He swings and misses in a high fastball. It's 0-1. A .286 batting average. Four of his seven homers have come against lefties. Runners on the corners, one down. Riders trailing 3-0. Coop can change it with one swing right here, the 0-1. He swings and fouls it into Tresh's glove. It's 0-2. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Noah Cameron today. It's Peyton Wilson in left, Diego Hernandez in center. Gavin Cross plays in right field. Sherman Newton is the third baseman. Tyler Tolbert at short. Javier Vaz is at second base. Dylan Shrum, the first baseman, holding on Freeman. And Luca Tresh puts down the signs for Cameron, who's got it. He's ready from the stretch. And he deals in the 0-2. Curveball on the outside corner, strike three called. So Johnson down looking on strikes. Two down on the second strikeout for Cameron, and Aaron Zavala stands in now. Riders with a pair of singles in this first. Slight pull side shift offensively. The pitch. There's a pop-up into shallow left field. Wilson trotting in, now ranging back a couple steps to his right. He puts it away, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. The Riders threaten but fail to score. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Top two coming up. Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. That's right.
Top two in Frisco, Texas. The Riders trailing 3-0 to Northwest Arkansas. 8 men up in the first inning for the Naturals. 31 pitches for Ben Anderson. Shervin Newton leads things off. Newton, the 9-hole hitter, left-handed batter. It's 31 pitches, 21 strikes for Anderson in the first. Stretch of the pitch, up and away. It's 1 ball and no strikes. 3 runs on 4 hits in that first inning for Northwest Arkansas. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. For whatever reason, Ben Anderson has struggled here at Riders Field this year. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. This is his 6th game started in Frisco. He's 0-3 here with a 7.59 ERA. That's not even including the 3 runs that he allowed in the first. On the road, he's been fantastic. 4-1 with a 2.25 ERA. Just something about this ballpark. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the curveball. Ben Anderson gets his 3rd strikeout. 1 out, 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. Javier Vaz steps in. Left-handed batter at the top of the card who doubled down the left field line in the first. First offering, curveball for a strike, inside edge, it's 0-1. Vaz now 3 for 10 in this series. A former Commodore of Vanderbilt. Anderson readies from the stretch in the 0-1. Lifted into left center field, sending Cepeda back on a dead sprint into the alley. Reaches up and it's just over his glove and all the way to the fence. Vaz up to second base and he pulls in there with a double. His 2nd in as many at-bats. Tyler Tolbert takes his turn. And if you were to talk to Jesus Cepeda about that one, probably one he'd tell you he should have pulled in. Looked like he got a late start out in left field, not a quick first step, and it was just over his glove. Aaron Zavala was shaded way the opposite way in center field, so he wasn't able to catch up to it. A runner at 2nd, 1 out. First pitch is bounced up the middle. Degody backhands at 2nd behind the bag, throws off balance to 1st and gets him. 2 away. Vaz down to 3rd on the play. And a nifty backhanded stop by Degody with plenty of time able to throw him out. Well, Gavin Cross takes his turn now with 2 down. And Vaz at 3rd, 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. Gavin Cross, whose headshot looks a lot like Anthony Rizzo, stands in from the left side. Do you see it? Is it just me?
I see a resemblance there.
The pitch is on the outside corner of strike. It's 0-1. Cross struck out swinging in the first. Left-handed batting power hitter, Anthony Rizzo, a little bit. The pitch. It dips across the outside edge of the top of the card for, or top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2.
It certainly resembles a young Anthony Rizzo. There you go, right there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar. 0-2. That's low and away, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ben Anderson has a major league lookalike, too. It's his twin brother, Theon.
He certainly does.
1 ball and 2 strikes on Cross. And Anderson kicks home. Off the end of the bat, a squibber towards third on the curveball. Freeman's got it, rifles it across the diamond. It's a little bit low, but Chavez digs it out, and it's in time to retire the side. Oh, a double from Vaz. No harm done, though, in the second. No runs, a hit. No errors and a runner left on. Bottom two next. Riders trailing the Naturals. 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Abimelech Ortiz starts it for the Rough Riders in the second inning. Frisco trailing 3-0. Puerto Rico native works left on left against Noah Cameron, 22-year-old, coming off a three-hit day yesterday. Here's the wind back from Cameron in the first pitch. Ortiz watches a curveball below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Ortiz has struggled against left-handed pitching this season, hitting just 157 off of lefties. The offering popped up on the left side, drifting, and that one lands out of play. It's one ball and one strike. Ortiz's three-hit day yesterday featured two singles in the third and fourth, and then an RBI single in the seventh inning. An opportunity for him to build that. 1-1. He swings and chops it foul to the right side of the curveball. It's one ball and two strikes on the right fielder. His Frisco offense over their last five games has been really good. The three games against Arkansas and then the first two games of this series. Though they scored just one run in game one of this set, they're averaging almost 7 runs a game offensively in their last five. 1-2. Ortiz swings, fouls it off trash. And it's still one ball and two strikes. They're third in the league in runs per game over the last five. Third in batting average, third in OPS. And starting to put it together a little bit on the offensive side. This has been a pretty streaky offense, but they can put it together for some big runnage when they have to. As the 1-2 is sent foul down the left side. Still one ball and two strikes. 3-0, Northwest Arkansas leads it in the second. And Ortiz broke his bat there. I'll have to get a new one. And he does. The Riders have struggled at hitting overall this year, but they haven't struggled scoring runs. The Riders hit really well situationally. One ball and two strikes on the right fielder. Offering in. Ground ball foul to the right side. Hanging curveball that Ortiz jumped all over on the inside corner, but couldn't keep it fair. Cameron waiting for that ball to get tossed into the stands as leaked back out into fair territory. Gavin Cross was able to nab it. There's the wind of the pitch. Fouled away down the left side. Still one ball and two strikes. Noah Cameron, a guy who, as mentioned, was drafted in the seventh round in 2021, but he never pitched at all in 2021. 1-2. There's a line drive looped out towards short. A humpback liner out to Tolbert, who makes the catch. One away. And here's Jesel Zepeda. 3-0. Naturals lead it. Bottom of the second. Cameron was recovering from Tommy John surgery in 2021. And then drafted, and it was kind of a question mark as to what the Royals would get because of how few innings he pitched. The offering home. Curveball sits high, and it's 1-1, no strikes. He had a 2.95 ERA in his only full season of college in 2019. 1-0. Misses down, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. That being at Central Arkansas, and then just made 4 starts in 2020 before COVID shut down the year. But he had about a 2.5 ERA that year in those 4 starts. He rocks in the 2-0. Lined up the middle, and Tolbert makes a diving catch off to his left at shortstop. Brilliant play by Tolbert, stepping a dive off to his left, able to spear it out of the air. Back-to-back outs at the shortstop. Zepeda got a fastball at the top of the zone. Hit it hard, but even better play by Tolbert. 2 down here in the second. Here's Alex Degody. First pitch. Low, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Welcome back to Alex Degody. Small stint on the injured list. And a little bit of an oblique discomfort. 1-0. He swings and lines it into left center field. That one drops down. It's a base hit for Alex Degody with 2 down here in the second. Third hit for the Riders against Noah Cameron. Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate now. The base runner against Cameron for the Riders. Chavez, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. Chavez has been better against right-handed pitching than he has against left-handed pitching this season. First pitch. Just low off the outside corner on the changeup, and it's 1-0. And of course, that means he's been a better left-handed hitter than he has been a right-handed hitter. The pitch. That sizzles outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Hitting just 200 with about a 550 OPS as a right-handed batter, while as a lefty, the average is around 240 with a 700 OPS. Throw over to first. Degody's back in. Chavez playing in just his second game in this series after getting yesterday off. He went 0-for-2 with a walk in the opener. Offering home. That's low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Behind a 3-run first, Northwest Arkansas leading 3-0. Play in the bottom of the second. Degody leads off of first in the 3-0. Outside, ball 4. So a base hit and a walk put 2 aboard with 2 down in the second inning for the Riders, and Cabo Rodriguez makes his way to the plate. Top of the order. Rodriguez struck out against Cameron in the first, but also hit a foul ball down the left field line that nearly left the ballpark. Just a bit foul. Tying run to the plate here in the second inning. Cameron ready from the stretch, and he offers home. It fits at the bottom of the zone with a changeup for a strike. It's 0-1. And Rodriguez calls time and steps out. And Jesel Zepeda, who batted earlier in this inning, is the best against left-handed pitching on the team in terms of batting average, hitting .326. Caber Rodriguez, another right-handed batter in this order, the pitch. He swings and misses at a fastball on the outside corner. 0-2. Rodriguez has struggled against lefties this season, hitting just 186 on the year. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Swings and punches it foul down the right side. Still no balls and two strikes. Liam Hicks on deck representing the second spot in the order. Hicks and Freeman, the next two due up, have singles today to their names. Cameron rocks in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out in the dirt. Trash blocks, recovers, throws down to first to complete the strikeout, and the inning is over. So third strikeout for Noah Cameron. He ends the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left on. We go top three next. Luke Maley has the mic when we come back. It's Northwest Arkansas 3, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid it. The show was fun. Top of the third inning, Naturals back up to the dish against Ben Anderson. It's Luca Tresh, the catcher. Rough Riders trailing 3-0, and the initial offering is tapped on the ground left side, a foul ball. Ben Anderson was able to put up a zero, working around a one-out double by Javier Vaz right there in the second inning after giving up three runs in the first. Over the course of the year, this is where Anderson has really excelled as the third inning on, as he rocks home and misses outside, evens things at a ball and a strike. And as Zach mentioned earlier, drawing a comparison to Gavin Cross, looking like Anthony Rizzo in his picture, he mentioned Ben Anderson has a lookalike at the big league level, and his twin brother pitch home. Runs a bit inside. His brother Ian is a starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. And you go back through that journey, it was an interesting one for the twin brothers, the Anderson twins, as they prepared for the draft. All right, he rocks and delivers. This one hit hard on the ground. A diving Keber Rodriguez habit. He hops to his feet and delivers to first in time. What an effort from the Riders shortstop, and there's one away. For Ben Anderson, he had to wait a little longer in 2016 to hear his name called. His family was in attendance at MLB Network Studios for the 2016 draft. Ian was able to hear his name called with the third overall selection by the Braves. Ben had to wait until round 26 as Peyton Wilson digs in and watches a called strike at the top of the zone. And the Toronto Blue Jays called his name, and after kind of mulling over his options, Ben decided he wanted to go to college. There's a foul ball, and Anderson ahead, nothing in two. So following that draft, while Ben was thinking about whether he wanted to sign with the Blue Jays or attend university to pitch in college and hopefully boost his draft stock, the right-hander rocks and delivers. The 0-2 is laced on a line right towards the Godey at second base, and he's there to make the ankle-high grab. He made a throw to first base. He thought he had caught it, and then
He was just making sure. It certainly looked like he was able to snare it before it found the infield there. But right after that draft, where both the Anderson twins saw their name called in 2016, they turned their attention back to trying to win a state title together. That's Shenandoah High School in New York. Dylan Shrum digs in, and he takes the first offering, a called strike, across the heart of the plate. Ben Anderson was his brother's catcher, also threw for Shenandoah High School. Right-hander rocks and delivers. Here's a foul ball back to the screen, and Anderson again ahead, nothing in two. And they were able to bring a Class 2A state championship back to the high school baseball program there at Shenandoah. And then Ben elected to go to college. His brother ended up signing as the pitch misses upstairs. It's a fastball, ball and two strikes. Base is empty and two gone here for Ben Anderson in the top of the third. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Righty rocks and delivers, and he misses downstairs. That time with a changeup, and that evens things at two balls and two strikes. And so his brother went in, worked his way up, and ended up making his major league debut. There's a ground ball left side. Cody Freeman has it at third base. A long throw across the diamond right to Franier Chavez. And the inning is over. A 1-2-3 frame for Ben Anderson in the top of the third. We head to the bottom half. Rough Riders do up, trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's Power Shift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the top Riders field alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here. Bottom of the third inning, Rough Riders trailing the Naturals 3-0. Riders have threatened in both frames, sending exactly five in both trips to the plate against the left-hander Noah Cameron. Lefty rocks and delivers, and this one hit high in the air out to deep right field. But playable for Gavin Cross. A couple steps in front of the track, he's there to haul in out number one on the first pitch offered to Liam Hicks. After the fly out to right field, Cody Freeman will get his second look. Freeman extended his hitting streak to 8 games with a one-out single there in the first inning. He's now hit in 17 out of 18 games. 78 hits on the year. Pitch home. Just misses a bit inside of the right-handed hitting third baseman. Those 77 hits entering today, we're tied for 6 with Gavin Cross, who's playing against him on the other side. Cross 0-for-2 today, so now Cody Freeman, a slot above him with 78 as he watches a called strike, a changeup at the bottom of the zone. It's a fastball, changeup, curveball mix with a new pitch, a cutter for Noah Cameron, one that he developed this offseason and has worked in quite a bit this year. The pitch just caught the bottom of the zone. And Freeman falls behind, a ball and two strikes. Cooper Johnson stands on deck. Cody Freeman, he's 10 for his last 28 over these past eight games, with four extra base hits and eight RBI. Left-hander comes home. This one roped down the line and a foul ball. Freeman pulled it down the third base line and just narrowly missed extra bases. Instead, the count remains a ball and two strikes. Freeman last night had himself four RBI, three of them coming on a bases-loaded, bases-clearing double that put the Riders ahead 8-4 late in the game. A game in which, at one point, they trailed 4-0. Cameron, the tan glove at the belt. He lifts the pitch and misses outside, again with a changeup. Two balls in two strikes on the right-handed hitting Freeman. But those four RBI for Cody marked a new season high. Left-hander rocks, and this one popped back this way, and it falls just below us. And Freeman stays alive at two balls and two strikes. Freeman's played in all three games of the series. He's got three hits to this point. One hit in each game. Lefty rocks, and the pitch popped up again, back behind home. Tresh back to the screen. He's looking up at it and watches it fall just on the other side of that netting. And again, Freeman stays alive. The next pitch will be number 8 of the at-bat. Noah Cameron has given up a hit in each inning. Gave up two hits in the first, a hit and a walk in the second. Pitch home, and that one misses outside. Again with a fastball, 94. And Freeman has worked the count to full. Lefty peers in, he has his sign. The 3-2 offering is hit high in the air, out to left, bringing Wilson towards the line, and in some, he charges into foul ground, and he's there to haul it in. Two gone, both on fly balls. That one in fair foul territory, that is. Now Cooper Johnson tries to get something going for the Riders with two away. Struck out looking against Cameron his first trip, but as Zach mentioned, he's been phenomenal against left-handed pitching this year. Entering tonight, a 1.194 OPS. Left-hander rocks in the first offering. Runs a bit downstairs. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting catcher. But for Cooper Johnson, that nearly 2,000 OPS. Lefty rocks in the pinch. That one over the heart of the plate. Called a strike and even had a ball and a strike. If you look at the grand scheme of things, obviously a smaller sample size is the 1-1 that's on its way. It's hit in the air. On the infield, left side, Newton looking up at it on the infield grass. And he's there to make a cap-high grab. But for Cooper Johnson, that OPS against just left-handed pitching would be the highest mark all time in terms of OPS in Major League history. But he pops out to end the frame. The Riders go down quietly in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've played three. It's the Naturals three. The Rough Riders, nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning. The Naturals 3, the Rough Riders nothing here in the top of the fourth. 3 runs on 5 hits for Northwest Arkansas. No runs on 3 hits for the Rough Riders. And here's Diego Hernandez. It's the 7-8-9 batters due up against Anderson. And he squares the bunt but pulls back and watches a fastball upstairs for ball one. Hernandez had the day off yesterday after going 0 for 4 with a strikeout in game 1 of the series. He cuts and misses on an elevated pitch, and that evens the strike or the count at 1-1. Hernandez, the center fielder, delivered an RBI single to cap off that 3-run first inning for Northwest Arkansas. Pitch home, and that one hit hard. A one-hopper to Caber Rodriguez at shortstop. He has it and delivers to Chavez at first, one away. Ben Anderson got a 1-2-3 inning in the third. He picks up out number one here in the fourth. And has now retired 6 in a row. After facing 8 batters on 31 pitches in that first inning. With one gone and the bases clear, here's Cale Emshaw, the pitch home. This is up and in. Ball and no strikes on the designated hitter tonight. Emshoff in the series, 1-for-5 across 2 games. He homered a solo homer last night. As he fouls one off his front leg. And he dribbles all the way down to Franier Chavez on the foul side of the first base fair foul line. Ball and a strike on Emshoff. Shervin Newton stands on deck at the bottom of the card for the Naturals. Second time through against Anderson. And 5 hits, 2 of those doubles. And all the singles came in a row. There's another foul ball left side near the camera well next to the Riders' dugout on the third base side. Ball and 2 strikes now on the right-handed hitter. Similar last night, and really in all the 3 games now in the series, an early lead for Northwest Arkansas. There's a pitch down and away, cut on and missed. Ben Anderson has himself another strikeout. That's number 4 in the outing. And 2 away here in the top of the 4th. There's Shervin Newton, who's had an interesting journey to the Royals organization. Played his first couple of seasons in the Dominican Summer League, and then the Mets signed him in 2015. Pitch home to him, and he takes a ball inside. In 2017, he really shined in the Mets organization, and at one point was ranked as their number 14 prospect. Pitch home, chopped on the ground, right side, Degody ranging over, and he had it bounce in and out of his glove on the transfer, trying to flip it up to himself. And so Newton reaches on the E4 to extend the inning. A one aboard for the top of the card in Javier Vaz. Newton played in the Mets system for a little bit of time and then came over to the Royals organization. Hasn't quite gotten it going this year, hitting just 162 entering this one. Playing in his first game of the series here in game 3 as Vaz takes downstairs for ball 1. Newton at first base. originally from the Netherlands. Right-hander rocks and delivers, and that one blocked by Johnson. That keeps Newton at bay there at first base. Two balls and no strikes with two away and a runner at first. A 3-0 ball game in favor of the visitors. Northwest Arkansas doing all that damage against Anderson in the opening frame. Third time through against the righty. The 2-0 runs a bit outside. It's a 3-0 advantage. Gervais, who's been on fire tonight, Hera doubles, also scored the first run of the ball game. Anderson ready, the 3-0 on its way, and that misses just a bit inside. That time with a changeup. Didn't miss by much, but the second walk issued by Anderson today. And that pushes Newton up to second base.
Luke, that error on DeGody right before the walk was the first Riders position player error in six games. His defense has been really good.
They've been very, very good. That's a tough play for DeGody to make. He would tell you, need to make that one 10 out of 10 times, but ranged over to his left and had a tough play to make as Tolbert fouls off the initial offering. Nothing in one. Tyler Tolbert saw an 8-game hitting streak come to a close last night, going 0 for 4 and add insult to injury. Bounced into a pair of 4-6-3 double plays. Still 2 for 10 in the series, including his ground out and a walk tonight. He fouls one back to the backstop. Anderson ahead. No balls and two strikes. With arguably the most dangerous hitter standing on deck in Gavin Cross, who Anderson's been able to get both times to the trip, one via the strikeout. To a board with two gone and an 0-2 count to the right-handed hitting shortstop. The pitch, elevated fastball, well upstairs for ball one. Anderson already across the 70 pitch mark. Through 31 pitches in that three-run first inning for Northwest Arkansas. Tolbert awaits the 1-2 now, and that again misses upstairs. Evens things at two balls and two strikes. For Ben Anderson, walks have been rare for him. He's issued two tonight, entering tonight just 11 on the year. The most he's issued in one game is three. That was back on May 30th. So he gets a foul ball. Tyler Tolbert, the count stays at two balls and two strikes. And interestingly enough, Anderson has walked two batters in four games. Three batters on one occasion back on May 30th. He hasn't issued a walk to just one singular batter in a single outing this year. Righty rocks and delivers. This one a tapper to the shortstop Rodriguez. He flips on to DeGody at second base for the force out, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, one error, and two stranded. For Northwest Arkansas, the top of the fourth. We turn the card. Riders do up, trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network when we come back.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Noah Cameron back on the hill. 49 pitches to get through three scoreless frames against the Rough Riders. And coming off his first 1-2-3 inning, sitting down Hicks, Freeman, and Johnson in order. Here's Zavala to start off the bottom of the fourth. He watches just a bit downstairs for ball one. Zavala last night tallied his second third hit night of the season and his first since May 4th. Lefty awaits, and he hits one high in the air into shallow right center field. Hernandez in cross looking up at it, and it's Hernandez who's there to make the play. He'll fly out to center field, and Zavala drops 0-for-2 against Cameron tonight. Another lefty due up, and Abimelech Ortiz popped out to the shortstop in his first trip. That led off the second inning. Now here trying to get something going for the Rough Riders, who trail 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Initial pitch, cut on and missed. Change up low and away, and Ortiz waved and missed. Ortiz now in the month of July is 5-for-21, and all five of those hits have come in two games. Three-hit night last night, and a few days ago against the Travelers, picked up a multi-hit game. He watches the called strike over the heart of the plate. He falls behind, nothing in two. The 0-2 from Cameron. And in the air, left side in foul territory. Newton ranging over at the track, looking, and it's into the first row. And in an effort to try to get over there, he made contact with a fan and knocked him to the ground. Hopefully everyone's okay. Newton flips the ball over there near that fan and got knocked over. But Abimelech Ortiz stays alive. No balls and two strikes. Abby has reached in five of the seven games in this month. But he waves and misses on an elevated fastball. And he's down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Noah Cameron tonight, which is right about on par with what he's done throughout his AA career. Came in tonight with 138 strikeouts and 131 and a third innings of work. He now has four through 3 2/3 tonight. Here's Heysel Cepeda, who squares to bunt. He pulls back, watches a called strike. Cepeda hit one hard, and it was Tyler Tolbert, the shortstop, who made a diving grab to snare the line drive. Cepeda shoots one the other way to deep right field, but it twists well foul. Carries just over the bullpen at the relievers for Northwest Arkansas call home this week. Cepeda now 2-for-11 since being activated off the development list, but he's hit some baseballs hard. He watches down and away for ball one. Ball and two strikes on the 6'5" Cuban outfielder. He waves the bat and open stance. And he awaits the 1-2 offering from Noah Cameron. The pitch tapped on the ground way out in front of it. Fouled it off near the Riders' dugout on the third base side. Almost looked like went in a defense swing as he leaked down on the front foot and then just took the top hand off the bat. Just narrowly made contact way out in front of that pitch. The 1-2 from Cameron. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Noah Cameron. He's got five today, and he has now picked up back-to-back 1-2-3 frames. The Rough Riders go quietly in the fourth. We enter the top of the fifth, where Zach Bigley will return on the mic. It's Northwest Arkansas 3, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Well, we haven't seen any runs since the top of the first inning. We go to the top of the fifth. It's 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. Gavin Cross starts it off against Ben Anderson, and the first pitch is on the upper edge outside corner for a strike. With the cutter, it's 0-1. Gavin Cross to be followed by Luca Tresh and Peyton Wilson. Anderson looks in for a sign. He's got it. And the right-hander lifts the leg, fires. This is high, and it's one ball and one strike. The Naturals got on the board first in the top of the first inning on a two-run single by Peyton Wilson. Diego Hernandez, and then an RBI single to add on in the inning. 1-1. That's fouled off Johnson behind the plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. And that's it. That's all for both these teams offensively. Three runs on five hits and no errors for Northwest Arkansas. No runs on three hits and one error for the Rough Riders. The only one to reach in the last two innings was an error as the pitch is rifled foul down the right side. It's 1-2 and also a walk against Ben Anderson. So Anderson hoping for another shutout inning. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Low and away, missing with the change. Two balls, two strikes. Riders played a pull on him on the infield. Crossover 2 today. Anderson brings in the 2-2. Chopped weakly up the first baseline. It trickles foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Throughout this start today, Ben Anderson has taken his ball cap off and looked inside of it. And then put it back on and got ready to throw the pitch. There's a reason behind that. It's not just superstition. A 2-2. Popped up on the infield. Third baseman Cody Freeman calls off Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, waiting for it to drop out of the sky, and he puts it in his glove for the first out. Luca Tresh bats now. Four-hole hitter. 3-0. Naturals lead at top of the fifth. Anderson calls his own game, and it's a little bit rare nowadays for pitchers here at this level. Usually it's the catchers that call the game and tell the pitcher what to pitch. Well, here's the stretch and the first pitch to Tresh. Swinging a ground ball into third. Freeman's got it on a backhand. He straightens and lofts it across to get him. Two away. A quick out on Tresh on the first pitch, and here's Peyton Wilson. Every day before the game starts, they have an advanced meeting between a pitcher and a catcher and the pitching coach. And they go over the scouting report on all of the hitters, as you see if you're watching on MLB TV, Anderson looking into his glove. And they print out a little card that has the advanced scouting reports and laminate it. The offering into Wilson. He swings and lines it into right center, and that sinks in for a base hit. Wilson has himself a two-out single. That's the first hit for Northwest Arkansas since Javier Vaz doubled in the second. Runner aboard, two out in the fifth inning, 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. So they go over the advanced scouting reports and make sure they're on the same page on hitters, and then Cooper Johnson calls what he wants to call on certain batters. And if you're watching on MLB TV, you can see that he has it on his wrist. And then if Ben Anderson wants to call a different pitch, then he will shake him off. Those two taking their time with their conversation on the hill. Home plate umpire Daniel, by the way, going out. Dylan Trump stands in now, 1-for-2 today. Runner at first, two down in the fifth inning, 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. The pitch, it's fouled back, and it's 0-1. Oh, and 1 here on Trump. And Anderson, very smart, and will call his own game, one of the few pitchers that does that on this team. He stretches in the 0-1 offering. Before that, a throw over to first. John Goble, the Riders pitching coach, does such a good job putting everything together for the pitchers and the catchers on this team and making sure everyone is on the same page with the scouting report. 0-1. That one's popped up to the right side. And it leaks foul. It's 0-2. And Kavika Emsley by the bench coach and development coach in charge of catching will stand at the top of the dugout as well for the Rough Riders and signal out to Cooper Johnson different pickoff plays and different defensive plays and also pitch calls if they want to. Stretch of the pitch, fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Everything is one cohesive unit in a baseball team. It's a lot of stuff that you don't see, but a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on to help find success every day. 0-2 still on Trump, and the offering is low, missing with the changeup. One ball and two strikes. A little bit of action going on in the Riders' bullpen, but Anderson with 88 pitches trying to go through five today. The pitch, runner takes off. It's outside. Johnson double pumps and couldn't get the throw off. Two balls and two strikes now on Trum. Wilson steals his 18th base of the season in 20 attempts. He's at second base with two down. Two-two, low and away in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. 90 pitches now for Anderson. It's Robbie Ahlstrom who's loosening out of the bullpen for the Riders. It's a new season high in pitches for Ben Anderson, 90. And he steps on. He readies in the payoff. And misses low, ball four. So he walks Shrum, and there are two aboard now with two down. And that brings Diego Hernandez to the plate. And that's going to do it for Ben Anderson. So Carlos Cardoza out of the dugout after a season-high 91 pitches. Ben Anderson is done through 4 2/3. Robbie Ahlstrom, the new pitcher out of the Riders' bullpen, we'll introduce you to him when we come back. It's 3-0. Naturals lead it over the Rough Riders in this fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robert Coolidge Ahlstrom takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. The 25-year-old, native of Northern California, grew up in Eugene, Oregon. He faces Diego Hernandez with two outs and two aboard in the fifth inning. 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. The first pitch, the left-handed batter, a half to wait, a throw into center field. On a pickoff attempt, and this runner at second, Peyton Wilson, didn't realize it went into center, so he stands back up and stays on the bag. Good throw would have been close, but Ahlstrom throwing behind the shortstop, Gabriel Rodriguez breaking towards the bag, so no error. Now the first pitch to Hernandez. That's on the outside corner for a strike with a slider, and it's 0-1. Ahlstrom with your fastball, curveball, slider, change mix. He readies, and the 25-year-old offers, and before that steps off, 6'3", 195 pounds. Out of the University of Oregon, he's been great for the Riders this year, 2-1 with a 1.91 ERA. He looks to second and rocks home. That's low and outside, missing with a curveball. Or excuse me, that's the same slider, and it's 1-1. 33 innings for him, 46 strikeouts this year. Opponents just hitting 190 against him. He's had some command problems, though. He deals in the 1-1. Check swing, he went around on a fastball at 94 on the outside corner. 1-2. The arm angle that Ahlstrom throws from, that fastball just jumps out of his hand, especially when he goes to the curveball or the slider right before. Fastball in the mid-90s. And he brings it home. Both runners go. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. No need to throw down. That ends the inning. Ahlstrom comes in and strikes out Hernandez. And it's no runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on in the fifth. We go to the home half of the fifth. It's still 3-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Riders try to jumpstart their offense. Alex Degody and Franer Chavez, Caber Rodriguez do up. 3-0, Riders trail. Noah Cameron back to the hill, working on 60 pitches through four innings, and he offers home. That's at the top of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Degody singled into left center field his first time up in the second. He's had a little bit of a tough time offensively for the Riders this year. The pick. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the changeup. And it's 0-2. Degody steps out. The Riders today only three hits. Two in the first inning from Liam Hicks and Cody Freeman. Alex Degody's single in the second. 0-2. Ground ball foul back behind home. Still no balls and two strikes. So all three hit singles today for Frisco. Unable to figure out Noah Cameron in this start. He readies from the windup in the 0-2. Foul back again on a defensive hack from Degody. Cameron's last start, he allowed six runs over four innings at Springfield on 10 hits. So far today, he's gone four shutout against Frisco. 0-2. Down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. I mean, if you've been following the Riders, you know that something's coming, though. This Riders team has done so well at struggling early offensively, which you don't want to see, and then exploding lead. 1-2. Up. And it's two balls and two strikes. Yesterday, a perfect example. Trailing 4-0 going into the bottom of the fourth. They ended up winning the game 10-5. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down and in. Degody down on strikes, and it's three consecutive Ks for Noah Cameron. Six on the evening. Season high is eight for the left-hander. Chavez in the ninth spot stands in now. He walked on four pitches back in the second. First pitch. He swings and wrecks it through the left side. Gets into left field. And Franer Chavez singles here in the first. In the fifth. First single for the Riders since the second. And it ends a string of eight in a row as sat down by Cameron. Caber Rodriguez stands in now. Got a fastball right down the middle on the first pitch and didn't miss it. First pitch. That's across the outside corner, a strike. 0-1. Riders trailing 3-0 in this bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Fouled back. 0-2. It's Thirsty Thursday. And Twisted T Rowdy at the river. Really excited for this weekend and really excited for tomorrow, too. It's Texas Monthly Barbecue Night. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Way up and outside, all the way back to the backstop. And Franer Chavez goes back to second base. Goes on to second base, I should say, on the wild pitch. One ball and two strikes. 1 and 2 on Rodriguez. Cameron looks in. The left-hander gets his signs. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Tresh's glove. And he dropped it. One ball and two strikes. Well, Luke, we have a very interesting statistic from Rough Riders Stats and Info doing overtime.
Love it.
Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Seventh strikeout for Noah Cameron, one away from a season high. Two outs, and here's Liam Hicks. Another strikeout there, and that means the only two assists defensively by Northwest Arkansas tonight have been on two drop third strikes, throwing down to first base. Every other single out has been a putout with no assist.
Yeah, I'm looking at the card here. That's accurate, and it's wild to think that with two outs in the fifth, that's the case.
First pitch is down and into Liam Hicks, 1-0. Doesn't really mean anything, but it's baseball.
Baseball's weird.
Weird stuff happens. 3-0. Our score, Northwest Arkansas leads here in the fifth inning. 1-0. That's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1. Never know what you're going to see. Sometimes you don't even see what you do see. You don't realize it. Sometimes you look down at the fifth inning and it pops up at you. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And that one's down in the dirt. Gets away from Tresh off to his right side. Chavez down to third on the wild pitch. Two balls and one strike on Liam Hicks, the DH, who singled back in the first. Riders trying to get their first run of the ball game here in the fifth inning. Hicks sent a fly ball just shy of the warning track into right center field for a fly out in the third. Two-one. On the inside corner, got him looking. Or actually, that's just the second strike, so it's 2-2. Our home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way, did the strike three call?
You could feel Liam Hicks staring into his soul right there as he rung him up, and Hicksy was like, that's two strikes.
2-2. That's the third strike right there. He swung through a fastball at the bottom of the zone, and a season-high tying eighth strikeout for Noah Cameron. And he strikes out the side in the fifth. No runs on a hit. No errors. A runner left on the fifth inning for the Riders. We go top six next. It's 3-0 Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
As we go into the top of the sixth inning, we have some defensive moves for the Rough Riders. Alex DeGody has exited the game. We do not know why. And Daniel Mateo has entered into it in his spot. He's out in center field defensively. Aaron Zavala moves from center to right field. Here's the stretch from Ahlstrom and the first pitch to Kale Emshoff. It's up and away, one ball and no strikes. Abimelech Ortiz moves from right field to first base, and Freiner Chavez moves from first to second. So have a little bit of dominoes falling defensively for the Riders. 1-0 pitch on the way to Emshoff. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him with a heater, and it's 1-1. So the Riders' defense now looks like this. It's Jesus Cepeda in left, Daniel Mateo in center, Aaron Zavala in right. Cody Freeman has third, Caber Rodriguez at short. Here's the stretch of the 1-1. Curveball bounced on the ground out towards the shortstop Rodriguez. He fields and throws him out. And there's one away. Freiner Chavez is the second baseman. Abimelech Ortiz just took that throw at first. And Cooper Johnson still catching. Got to worry about him. Alex Degody has exited the game. Shervin Newton, the right-handed batter. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Low, one ball and no strikes. Well, Ben Anderson's line has now finalized the starter for the Rough Riders today. He went 4 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs all earned on 6 hits. The pitch in the air, foul down the right field line. We're even at 1-1 now in Newton. He struck out 4 and walked 3 in his start. And Ahlstrom out of the bullpen, looking to provide a little bit of length. He readies from the stretch and issues in the 1-1. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. Well, if you pay attention to Major League Baseball, you may have seen Paul Skenes and what he did today. What an incredible start to his Major League career he's had. He has made 11 starts now, including today, and probably unequivocally today, his best. He went 7 no-hit innings with 11 strikeouts and 1 walk today. He also hit a batter as the pitch shuttles high, and it's 2-2 on Newton. 7 no-hit innings for him. His shortest start outside of his first start when he went 4 innings, 5. He's gone at least 5 innings in every start outside of his first. 2-2. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on for strike 3, and there are 2 down. On the second strikeout for Robbie Ahlstrom. Javier Vaz stands in now at the top of the card. 3-0 Northwest Arkansas here in the 6th. A good elevated heater from Ahlstrom. So Paul Skenes now through 11 starts in the big leagues is 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA. It's the best in Major League Baseball since he came up on May 11th. Here's the offering into Vaz. Curveball low, and it's 1-0. Luke, he has been so much fun to watch, and it's fantastic for the game of baseball for this to happen.
He's been terrific, and he's beginning to weave his name into some pretty exclusive lists early in his career.
1-0 is inside, 2-0.
Today, that 7-inning start with no hits and 11 strikeouts. The only players to do that twice in a single season are Paul Skenes and Nolan Ryan.
Pretty good company, I'd say.
Certainly so.
2-0. Spears the inner edge. It's 2-1.
And it's not part of our trivia today, but Nolan Ryan on this date, I don't remember what year, but picked up 4,000th career strikeout. Became the first member of that club.
Also pretty good.
Also a good pitcher.
Paul Skenes, I'd love to see him start the All-Star game. I think that'd be great. 2-1. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2.
He's more than deserving. He has been fantastic.
It's up to Torey Lovello, the National League manager, as to who will start that game. Being played down in Arlington next week. 2-2. The offering in. Popped up on the right side of the infield, foul ground. Johnson going over the catcher near the on-deck circle, and he squeezes for the final out. A 1-2-3 inning for Robbie Ahlstrom, and the Riders still trail 3-0 to the bottom half of the 6th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Into the home half of the sixth inning, and Noah Cameron is back out for his sixth inning of work, working on 8 strikeouts, a season-high tying mark for him. Jake Brents is currently warming up in the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas, and we'll see if Cameron can go through 6 innings of work. He deals with Cody Freeman to start in the pinch. Up and away, and it's 1-0. It's 3-0. Northwest Arkansas leads. Cameron, the left-hander, back into his wind, and he pitches home. A ground ball foul to the left side. It's 1-1. Mentioned that strikeout number for him, a season-high tying mark. It also ties a career high. He struck out 8 both this year and last year. Freeman 1-for-2, a single back in the first inning. Riders only have 4 hits today, all singles against Cameron. The 1-1, down in the dirt. It's 2-1, and this is the portion of the order you want up against him. Freeman, who's swinging a hot bat, one of the best hitters in the Texas League, especially when it's here at home. He is the best hitter in the Texas League here at home. Here's the wind back in the 2-1 pitch. Freeman whacks it foul down the right side, and it's 2-2. And then you have Cooper Johnson on deck, who has just pummeled left-hand pitching this year. Riders trying to take a series lead with a win today. After winning yesterday and dropping the opener. 2-2 home. Outside. 3-2, and they'll have to do it in come-from-behind fashion for the second straight day if they do pick up today's game. The offering is chopped up the middle. Tolbert, the shortstop's got it. Pirouettes throws onto first, not in time. Freeman beats it out. Well, Tolbert has looked very good over at shortstop in the first 3 games of this series, and that one a brilliant stop just to get it off and make it close over at first base. Fielding behind the bag, spinning and throwing from shallow center, and Freeman just safe at first on the infield single, his second hit today.
The ball looked destined for center field, and somehow he was able to make it a close play at first. Luckily for Cody Freeman, not dogging it out of the box, thinking that's a base hit up the middle.
He draws a throw here, and he's back in safely. There's a lot of things you can say about Cody Freeman. He is never going to dog it out of the box, that's for sure.
That is right.
Now here's Cooper Johnson. And the offering. Upper edge outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Johnson 0-for-2 with a strikeout, looking at a pop-out. The offering. It's low and outside. 1-1, 1-strike. Johnson struck out looking with two aboard in the first inning when it looked like the Riders would get something going on the offensive side with runners on the corners. 1-1 on the way. And that one dips low of the zone with a changeup. Two balls and one strike. Now trying to keep this inning off to its good start in the sixth. Johnson takes his lead from first. The pitch. And it's fouled back, and it's 2-2. I should say Freeman at first. Johnson at the plate. Aaron Zavala on deck for the Riders. Cameron, 88 pitches so far in his start. Is his season high. He did that back on June 29th in a start against Wichita, going six innings. He flicks it home. Johnson powers it to center field, but shallow. Hernandez racing in, still running, and it drops in. Now the throw to second, and they have Freeman there for the out. Well, it blooped in, but Freeman wasn't sure if it was going to fall, so he had to go halfway, and it ends up being an 8-6 fielder's choice.
Yeah, for a base runner, that's the most difficult ball to read because you're taught to go halfway. But with the center fielder barreling in and towards right center field to where that momentum brings him to make a nice throw to first base, you just have to sit in the middle of nowhere, and you have to, first of all, make sure you can get back to the bag and not get doubled up.
First pitch to Aaron Zavala, down and in, 1-0. He showed bunt and pulled back. So Freeman kind of caught in no man's land there. And out at second. So one down, runner at first. 1-0 pitch to Zavala. And that's down, or stay up, and it's two balls and no strikes. Zavala, a pair of flyouts today. 2-0. He swings and misses at a high inside fastball. Two balls and one strike. Now a season high in pitches for Noah Cameron tonight. He brings it in. In the air, left side, foul ground. Newton giving it a look, and it's foul into the seats. Two balls and two strikes. Zavala, three-hit day yesterday for the Rough Riders. It was a two-double game for him. This is his first game with multiple extra base hits since June 18th of last year. A game, actually, coincidentally, also against Northwest Arkansas. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ninth strikeout for Noah Cameron. That's a new career high for the left-hander, and it's the final batter he faces in the sixth. Manager Tommy Shields out of the dugout. He points down into the bullpen, and that is it for Noah Cameron. Bimelec Ortiz will face a new arm out of the bullpen with one aboard and two out in the sixth inning with the Riders down 3-0 after this to the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, one aboard and two outs for Abimelech Ortiz. Noah Cameron done after 5 2/3 innings. And Jake Brent is the new pitcher, the former major leaguer out of the bullpen. Left-handed pitcher who has really good stuff, but struggles to throw strikes. And the pitch is just inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Brent has gone up and down between Northwest Arkansas and AAA Omaha this season. At all stops, he has really struggled to find the strike zone. The pitch is over the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. He has a 12-1-0 ERA in 22 appearances this year, 19 and a third innings, 32 walks in 19 and a third innings. 1-1. Way outside in the dirt, it's two balls and one strike. In AAA this year with Omaha, in six innings, he walked 17 batters. It has been a struggle for him with the command. He looks to find it here in the sixth. The Missouri native fires way outside with a slider, and it's 3-1 on Ortiz. Mentioned the 22 outings for him. He has seven in which he has not walked a batter. He deals, and that's outside for ball four. So Ortiz draws a walk, and Johnson up to second base. Two outs, two aboard, and that brings Jesus Cepeda to the plate, who sees lefties extremely well, hitting .326 against him coming into today. He's 0-2 with a line out and a strikeout. Riders trail 3-0. Couple half swings out of the hill for Cepeda. Here's the left-hander stretch. And the offering in. Fastball on the outside corner in 97 for a strike. It's 0-1. Brent's pitched in parts of two seasons with Kansas City, and 2021 was really good. 72 games out of the bullpen. 3.66 ERA. And they completely lost it in 2022. Here's the 0-1. And that's outside. It's one ball and one strike. In eight games, 5 1/3 innings, he walked 10 batters and allowed 15 runs. And he hasn't made it back up to the major league since. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is low. It's two balls and one strike. You wonder if the Riders are going to take a strike against him. Cepeda climbs back in from the right side. And the pitch home. Just inside, three balls and one strike. One barely missing off the inner edge, borderline. Daniel Mateo on deck. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Cepeda. He takes a strike on the inside corner. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Three balls and two strikes. Runners will take off on this pitch with two down here in the sixth. And Brent's ready from the stretch. He fires. Swinging a foul out of play to the right side. Still 3-2. Fastball on the outside corner.
That's a good approach by Cepeda there, eh? You want to hunt a fastball there. It's on the outer third. Don't want to try too much and come up empty on it. Stay alive, especially with a guy that's struggling to throw strikes. You've seen that in the scouting report. The more you foul off, the more likelihood he has it loading the bases.
3-2, runners go again. Fouled away again to the right side. Still 3-2.
Rough Riders had a ton of opportunities last night with the bases loaded. Been hard to come by tonight in terms of base runners.
Frisco tonight 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. Payoff. Fouled at the plate. Still 3-2. 98-mile-an-hour fastball there.
Cooper Johnson as well as Bimalek Ortiz at first base. Getting their cardio in here as they're running on the 3-2 pitch, and Cepeda's fouled off 3 in a row.
We'll try it again here, and they'll be running. Offering home. Got him looking. Fastball in the middle of the zone for strike 3. So Jake Brents comes in, walks Abimelech Ortiz, and strikes out Cepeda. He strands 2 aboard in the 6th. No runs on a hit, no errors, 2 left on. Top 7 next. Luke Bailey on the mic when we come back. 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. We'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom tosses an inning and a third of hitless, scoreless baseball. Now gives way to a right-hander in Tyler Owens, who comes on. And he will face the 2-3-4 batters in this Northwest Arkansas lineup. We'll go ahead and mix in some trivia. Go back to Zach's favorite year on this date, July 11th of 1914.
Ah, love that year.
One of baseball's greatest players made his major league debut. Owens rocks in the first offering, misses upstairs. 99 on the radar gun to open the outing. But Babe Ruth made his debut. He made it as a pitcher, but he went on to be MLB's all-time OPS leader. A 1.164 OPS. Owens rocks the pitch home, and that time delivers a bit downstairs, 2-0 to Tolbert. Zach, today we're going to look at the active OPS leaders over the course of their careers. Let's see how many of the top 10 that you can name. I think this one's going to be a good one for you. The 2-0, cut on and missed. 2-1.
What's our minimum we're looking at for plate appearances or games?
Let me tell you. I wrote the list down, but I will pull it up.
Yeah, well, Mike Trout's going to be number one.
Mike Trout is 2.
Okay.
Check swing, and it's called a strike.
Is Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge is 1.
Okay. Wasn't sure if he qualified.
He does.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts slots in at 9.
Freddie Freeman,
a spot ahead of him at 8. 4-4. The pitch home, and Owens gets a foul ball back to the screen. There's triple digits for T.O. 100 miles an hour on the outer third, and Tolbert able to spoil it.
Is Giancarlo Stanton on there?
He is not.
Okay.
Pitch home, and it misses just a bit inside, and the count runs full.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto is 3. Owens rocks the 3-2. Called strike 3. Got him looking. Gorgeous breaking ball, and Tyler Owens strikes out the first batter he faces in relief here.
That's that good cutter on the inside corner. Is Joey Votto still active?
Joey Votto is active, and he slots in at 5 on the list. Zach Bigley is rolling. Here's Gavin Cross from the left side with one away in the first offering. Misses just below the zone. Fastball at 99.
How many are we missing here? 3, 4?
You're missing 4, 6, 7, and 10.
Okay, 3.
That's 4. Pitch home, and here's a pop-up into shallow left field. Freeman going back, looking at it. Now Cepeda coming in, and it drops a fair ball. Cross headed for second. He's got himself a stand-up double with one away. Cody Freeman was going back and appeared to have lost it. And Hazel Cepeda kind of let off, thinking Freeman was there to make the grab. For Hazel Cepeda, that's one where your infielders would love it if you would book it and find a way under it. And Cepeda made a last-second effort to try to make an underhand grab, but he wasn't quite there. It one-hopped and then deflected off of his glove all the way to the wall. So it's a one-out double for Gavin Cross. His second double of the series. Here's Luca Tresh with a runner at second and one away. Owens' first pitch is in there, called a strike on the inner edge.
Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado.
Goldschmidt makes the cut at 10, and we have our first X.
Ooh.
Arenado just misses.
I feel like those two are always on these active lists.
They are. That's a good guess. Here's a fly ball up on the infield. All the infielders converging, and it's Keber Rodriguez who lets everybody know he wants that baseball, and he has it. Out number 2. Our list has dwindled to 3. Missing number 4, number 6, and number 7 on this list.
What about Jose Ramirez?
Jose Ramirez doesn't make the cut. Let's see how far off he is. So Peyton Wilson digs in. Got a pair of hits tonight, and he chops one down the third baseline, a foul ball. They had the pole side shift on. Freeman shadowed towards the shortstop side of things at third base. And Wilson went the opposite way and just narrowly missed. Jose Ramirez, OPS is 854. And the final person on this list, who you already guessed in Goldschmidt, slots in, let's see here. Goldie is 895.
Okay.
Pitch home, and here's a fly ball to deep left field, pushing Cepeda back. He's at the track, backpedaling, and he crashes into the wall. But he held on. Hazel Cepeda, a highlight reel play, making up for the bloop double just a couple batters ago, and Tyler Owens has himself a scoreless top of the seventh. He works around that double. It's no runs on one hit, no errors. And one stranded for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. We turn the card. Bottom of the seventh, Riders down 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh. Riders down 3-0. No scoring since that top of the first. It's Daniel Mateo who came on for Alex DeGody, making his first trip to the plate to lead off the seventh. It's Mateo, Chavez, and Rodriguez due up against the left-hander. And Jake Brents, his first pitch. Runs a bit upstairs to Mateo. Ball and no strikes. We're looking for the active leaders in career OPS. Zach has cleared 7 of the top 10. As Brents rocks, the 1-0 is fouled back off the netting, and it's even at a ball and a strike.
What about Ronald Acuna?
Ronald Acuna makes the cut. He is number 7. Brents set, and he kicks home and misses outside.
I can't believe Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper is 6. You're just missing 1. Left-hander rocks the pitch home. That one called a strike. Just got the inner edge of fastball at 95.
Manny Machado?
No Manny Machado. The 2-2. Missed inside, and the count runs to full. I looked up the qualifications for this list that I pulled from. It's either 3,000 plate appearances or 500 games played.
Okay.
3-2 on its way to Mateo, and he takes outside ball 4. Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard against Jake Brents.
Some speed on the base pass, too. That's
certainly so.
All right, so probably not Jose Altuve because high batting average, not high everything else.
And it's not Altuve.
Has Vladdy played 500 games?
I don't know. He does not make the cut. But let's see. First offering to Franmer Chavez. 97, and it just missed the outer edge.
I don't think he has.
Brents rocks his offering home, again missing just a bit outside. 2-0 advantage for Chavi. Vlad Jr. has played enough games to qualify, but he does not make it.
Okay.
His career OPS, as Chavez takes ball 3, is 841.
Don't tell me Shohei is... Isn't it Shohei Ohtani?
It is Shohei Ohtani.
Wow, this entire
at number
time,
4.
I was thinking he hasn't played enough. Jeez.
He has.
Okay.
He has. Well, there's your list as it was take all the way on the 3-0 offering. 97 on the inner third, called a strike. 3-1 to Franmer Chavez, batting from the right side. So there's your top 10 in active leaders in career OPS. Brents rocks home, and this one smacked out to right field and twisting into the bullpen. A foul ball, and the count moves to 3-2.
To nobody's surprise, that's a list of probably 10 of the best careers actively in baseball. So.
Certainly so. That list explains why OPS is such a pertinent stat these days.
Yeah.
The 3-2 on its way, and Chavi pops it on the ground in foul ground off to the left side. And Caber Rodriguez was there. He'll scoop it up and flip it on into the dugout. He stands on deck at the top of the car. Another 3-2 to Franmer Chavez. Rocks home, and he missed outside. Back-to-back walks issued by Jake Brents. And here comes the pitching coach and Larry Carter to talk something over with his lefty. And as Zach mentioned, Jake Brents, the walk numbers are extremely high over the course of this year, but that's been a trouble for him his entire career, and they're going to go ahead and pull him out of the ballgame. It wasn't Larry Carter that went out there. It was the manager, Tommy Shields. So Jake Brents exits the game after back-to-back walks here to open the bottom of the seventh. The Riders trailing 3-0, but threatening with nobody out and two aboard for the top of the card when we come back.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So Jake Brents stays done. He walks the first two in this bottom of the seventh inning. It's Mateo at second base behind him, Franmer Chavez, who both worked walks. Now it's the top of the order for the fourth time through. Keber Rodriguez, who's had a tough day today, 0-for-3 with three punch-outs. The first pitch from the new arm, the right-hander Beck Way runs a bit outside. Beck Way making his 29th appearance on the year. He's been excellent for Northwest Arkansas, going 4-2 with a 1.98 ERA. As he picks the second, and Mateo was caught off guard. He's out. A huge first out as Mateo got caught sleeping at second base. Beck Way able to pick him off. Daniel Mateo becomes the first out. And now it's a runner at first, with one away for Keber Rodriguez. The 1-0 on its way, and it runs down and away. For Beck Way, he was a fourth-round selection by the Yankees in 2020 out of Northwest Florida State Junior College. And then was part of the trade that sent Andrew Benintendi to the Yankees. The right-hander lifts and fires. Taken, called a strike. 97 on the outer edge, and it's a fastball that has a lot of life for Way. Back on June 27th at Wichita, his fastball ran all the way up to 102 miles an hour. Righty rocks in the pitch home, misses downstairs, and Rodriguez ahead, three balls and a strike. That trade back on July 27th of 2022 sent Benintendi to the Yankees. The Royals received minor leaguers Chandler Champlain, T.J. Sikkema, as there's one hit deep to left field. Going back goes Hernandez, and it is gone! A two-run blast for Keber Rodriguez, and the Riders are on the board. Rodriguez's first homer of the year in this ballpark, and his fourth of the season. It's 3-2 Northwest Arkansas. Rainier Chavez scoring on the homer. And the Riders are within a run, and here's Liam Hicks. How big does that pickoff move become from Beck Way to get Mateo at second base? As Hicks fights one off out of play on the left side, back into the seats. Beck Way came in through his first pitch to Keber Rodriguez, and then spun to second base and picked off Daniel Mateo. pitch. That one hit back up the middle and behind his back. Way is able to knock it down. He fires underhand high over to first base, but Shrum is able to reach up and grab it. Two away. 1-3 on the ground out. An impressive play by Beck Way. He takes his time behind the mound. Gives the thumbs up saying he's okay. But that pickoff move that was able to get Mateo, that had never happened. We have a brand new ball game at 3 apiece. Instead, it's 3-2. The Naturals clinging to that one-run lead. Here's Cody Freeman with two gone, and the base is clear. First pitch from Way. It's top of the zone at 94, called a strike. Cody Freeman is 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles. Extended his hitting streak to 8 games, and that one slipped out of Way's hand and went well behind Cody Freeman. A good 15 feet behind him as he lost the grip early in his delivery, and it soared off behind the right-handed hitter. A ball and a strike on the Riders' third baseman, and the team leader in homers with 10. And he watches off the outer corner. 2-1 advantage now for Freeman. Way rocks and delivers. And he misses down and away. 93 that time, and Freeman in a true hitter's count. 3-1 with Cooper Johnson standing on deck. Is Cody Freeman able to find a way aboard? 3-1 on its way, and it's taken downstairs, ball four. The third walk of the inning, the first issued by Beck Way. And here comes Cooper Johnson, who's been able to play hero for the Rough Riders frequently as of late. Really demolished left-handed pitching. Tonight he is 0-for-3 against left-handers, getting his first look at a righty. And the first offering is cut on and missed. 93 past Johnson, and it's 0-1. Johnson has recorded an extra base hit in 3 consecutive games, and he's got a 4-game hitting streak on the line here tonight. Right-hander rocks, and the pitch home is struck in the air, shallow center field. It's the second baseman, Vaz, who's there to come in on the infield dirt to haul in the final out. Well, the walks came back to bite Jake Brents as a 2-run homer brings the Riders back within 1. It's 2 runs on just 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base, or rather 1 left on base. In the bottom of the 7th, we head to the 8th inning. Riders trailing 3-2 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast award-winning internet and better mobile?
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah,
Tyler Owens on for the top of the eighth, and the first pitch is slapped out to deep right field. Aaron Zavala ranging to his left, and he's there to haul it in. One pitch, one out for Tyler Owens here in the top of the eighth inning. Riders used a two-run homer by Kaber Rodriguez to get back within one. They were shut out through the first six innings. Able to put up a crooked number of two. They're in the seventh. Owens rocks and delivers, and the first pitch to Diego Hernandez. Runs a bit inside. 98 from Owens. He comes set at the belt. Lifts the left leg and the pitch home. Called a strike. Just clipped the outer edge on the left-handed hitting center fielder. Diego Hernandez went 0-for-4 in game one of the series. Was off last night. And tonight is 1-for-3. Waves and misses at the breaking ball. All in two strikes on the left-handed hitter. Owens rocks and delivers. The 1-2 is slapped down the left field line. Cepeda giving chase. He's over. He reaches out. Did he grab it? He did. He disappeared into the corner, ranging over. And with the LED in the left field wall and all the white mixed in, it was impossible to tell how he made the grab. And he just went racing over into the corner near the entrance to the Rough Riders clubhouse. It was almost like a scene from Forrest Gump where he went darting through the tunnel at Bama. What a play by Haysel Cepeda, fully outstretched. Emshoff watches the first offering at 99, down and away.
Sometimes it's nice to be 6'5".
It certainly is.
Gives you a pretty good reach.
Used every bit of that 6'5" frame to reach out there and snare it before it got to the wall. Two away, and the pitch home is fouled back to the screen, and Owens pulls to even at a ball and a strike. A pair of flyouts for Owens. Now facing Emshoff, who is 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout. The 1-1 on its way, and he waves and misses at the splitter. That's a new pitch for Tyler Owens that he developed while he was on the injured list. Got rid of the slider, went to the splitter. Felt like the slider stayed on the same plane as the cutter and somewhat his fastball. It was a tight slider and just kind of morphed it into a splitter, and it has paid dividends. A 1-2 taken and just missed downstairs again with that splitter. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting DH. Emshoff, one of two players yet to reach tonight, and he's not going to hear. Wave and a miss, 98 on the outer edge. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Tyler Owens. He caps it off with a strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the eighth inning. Riders looking to tie or take the lead. They trail the Naturals 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Rough Riders were shut out through the first six frames. They got two on a two-run blast by Caber Rodriguez against Beckway in the seventh. He's back out there for the eighth inning. Aaron Zavala, Bimelec Ortiz, and Hazel Cepeda do up for the Riders. The first pitch to Zavala misses inside and nearly hit him. Zavala had to hop out of the way of it. 98-mile-an-hour heater, about knee-high. Zavala ahead. One ball and no strikes. Zavala 0-for-3 with a pair of flyouts tonight and a strikeout coming off his second three-hit performance of the year. Checked his swing and able to hold up on a pitch just below the zone. 98 again from Beckway. Right-hander rocks and the pitch. There's the breaking ball, and that one called a strike. Slider from Way. It's 2-1. He steps back. He's ready to go. And Zavala hits it on the ground. Left side. Vaz has it. Spins and fires to first. One away in the eighth. There's Bimelec Ortiz, who has faced lefties all night long. Numbers are much better against right-handers. And he gets a chance here. He's 0-for-2 tonight with a pop-out, a strikeout, and most recently a walk. First offering to him is taken just a bit outside for ball one. Ortiz with his family on hand. And the righty rocks and delivers. This one laced back up the middle, a base hit for Abby Ortiz. 1-0-2 off the bat. Right back up the middle, past Beckway and into center field. And the Riders have the tying run aboard with one away for Hazel Cepeda. Cepeda's last trip to the plate saw him go down looking to end the sixth inning against Jake Perez. But he fouled off a couple of 3-2 pitches, stayed alive, but couldn't win the battle. He goes against the right-hander Beckway for the first time. He rocks and fires home and misses downstairs. 99 on the radar gun. Ortiz at first after the one-out single. And it's Alejandro Osuna on the on-deck circle. A pitch home, and Cepeda shoots it the other way and foul off to the right side. Osuna coming on to be a pinch hitter for Daniel Mateo. What a spark Osuna's been for the Riders, getting a day off, but in a tight ball game, maybe a chance for him to flip this game on its head. 1-1 to Cepeda, runs a bit downstairs. 2-1 advantage. The Rough Riders left fielder coming off an impressive play out there in left. Two and one. The right-hander kicks. The pitch home. Misses inside. Ortiz started to go on the pitch and then shut things down. Cepeda in the driver's seat. 3-1. Pitch home, and that one misses outside. It's a five-pitch walk to Hazel Cepeda, and here comes Alejandro Osuna as a pinch hitter. And here comes Larry Carter to talk something over with Beckway. Cepeda trots to first. That pushes Bimelec Ortiz, who represents the tying run at second base. Daniel Mateo was due up. Instead, it's Alejandro Osuna, who's had a tremendous start to his Double-A career. Left-handed hitter comes on to face the righty. Osuna, originally from Mexico, just 21 years old, and on the season he's hitting .289 with 11 homers and 37 RBI. But over his time here in Frisco, the numbers jump out at you even more. tonight will mark his 10th game that he's appeared in. Through his first nine games, he's hitting .368 with five doubles, two triples, two homers, eight RBI, and an OPS just shy of 1,200. It's a 1.178 OPS for Osuna. And with one swing of the bat, it could give the Riders their first lead, and a base hit would likely tie the game. One gone, Ortiz at second base. Behind him is Heysel Cepeda, who just worked a walk against Wei. Wei already surrendered a homer in this one to Caber Rodriguez. Right-hander peers in. The first offering to Osuna is cut on and missed. 100 on the outer third. First triple digits for Beck Wei tonight. Mentioned that back in late June, he ran the fastball up to as high as 102. Right-hander set at the chest. Looks to second and he comes home. And Osuna takes another 100 mile an hour fastball, this time missing just off the outer edge. Even at a ball and a strike. Two aboard for Osuna, pinch hitting for the first time as a Frisco Rough Rider. Even at 1-1, the Riders trailing by a run. Right-hander rocks and fires. This one smacked foul, left side on a line, but just late on the 99-mile-an-hour fastball over the heart of the plate. And Osuna will have to protect. Osuna had purple sleeve on last night. Tonight he's got the yellow cleats and a bright yellow sleeve on his left arm with the bright yellow batting gloves. The 1-2, missed well outside. Another at triple digits. But Osuna pulls even at two balls and two strikes. Franer Chavez stands on deck with two aboard and one gone for Alejandro Osuna. He's been the extra base king for the Riders. The pitch home. Hit on the ground, right side. Bass has it on to second for one. Tolbert throw to first is in time to chop down Osuna. It was certainly close, but the first base umpire, Austin Snow, said it beat him. And a double play goes 4-6-3 to end the Riders' threat. And they're unable to manufacture any runs. Osuna was barreling down the line. He made it close, but Austin Snow, the first base umpire, punched him out. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded for the Riders in the eighth. We enter the top of the ninth, where Zach Bigley will rejoin us. It's 3-2 Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Reed Burlingmeyer takes over for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning with Frisco trailing 3-2. And in between innings after that double play, it looked like Alejandro Osuna was safe, even though he was called out by Austin Snow, the umpire, and Kavika Emsley-Pye, the Rough Riders' first base coach, has been ejected from this game. So Kavika Emsley-Pye run, and we'll have a new first base coach in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Shervin Newton is due up against Berlingmeyer as Kamiko walks down the third base line and down the left field line into the Rough Riders tunnel. Our score. Both teams with seven hits. And Reed Berlingmeyer waiting on the first pitch. The Riders had an opportunity in the seventh inning. Kamer Rodriguez blasted a two-run home run, but Daniel Mateo was picked off at second base right before that, so it was just a two-run homer instead of a three-run shot. Alejandro Osuna pinch hit for Mateo and grounded into that double play. So now Shervin Newton in the first pitch. That's up and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes on Newton, the third baseman who's 0 for 3 today. 3-2 Riders, top of the ninth inning. And our first look at Reed Berlingmeyer today. The 27-year-old out of Normal, Illinois, deals in the 1-0. That's outside with a breaking pitch. And it's 2-0. It's the curveball from Berlingmeyer. 19th appearance this season out of the Rough Riders pen. He's 2-2 with a 4.30 ERA. He deals in the 2-0. And fits it on the outside corner for a strike with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. In 23 innings, 26 strikeouts to 7 walks. He's ready from the stretch of the chest in the 2-1. Grounded foul into the Northwest Arkansas dugout down the right side. It's 2-2. Berlingmeyer is working on that curveball. It's a new pitch in his arsenal. He hit three batters two appearances ago against Arkansas, but pitched a scoreless one on July 6th against the Travelers. 2-2, just below the zone, missing with a changeup. Three balls and two strikes. And the Rough Riders dugout jawing out towards Daniel, by the way, the umpire, and he said that's enough. Here's the stretch from Berlingmeyer. Payoff pitch. Outside and low, ball four. So Berlingmeyer walks Newton to begin the ninth inning. Riders trailing by a run. Top of the order in Javier Vaz now. Vaz 2-for-3 with two doubles and a walk. And we'll see a pinch runner for Newton. Looks like it's Leonel Valera who is the pinch runner. So a little bit more speed at first base. He takes his lead, and here's Javier Vaz now, the first pitch. He shows bunt, puts it down the third base line. Freeman comes up, watches it roll foul. Nice play by the third baseman. And it's 0-1. It was initially fair, and then Freeman just waited on it. Eventually rolled off to the left side. A foul ball. So 0-1 on Vaz, who can run really well. 11 steals this year. Riders in double play depth up the middle behind Berlingmeyer. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Riders will have 9-1-2 due up. Quick throw over to first, not in time. It'll be Franer Chavez, Caber Rodriguez, and Liam Hicks due up. So the Riders will have a good opportunity to try and put up either the game-tying run or the winning run if it stays a 3-2 game. 0-1. This is upstairs. Cut fastball from Berlingmeyer. One ball and one strike. This is game three of the six-game series between these two, their first meeting. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Berlingmeyer. In the air, out to left center field. Cepeda cutting over. He calls off Osuna, and he's there to make the catch. So fly out to left for Vaz, and Tyler Tolbert takes his turn now. It's 3-2. Naturals lead the Rough Riders. Northwest Arkansas got on the board in the first inning with three runs against starter Ben Anderson. Peyton Wilson a two-run single, and Diego Hernandez an RBI single. And they haven't scored since. They have just three hits through their last seven shutout innings. So here's the stretch, and the first pitch to Tyler Tolbert. Runner takes off, swing and a miss. Johnson whips it down to second, and they caught him. Perfect throw from Cooper Johnson. Valera caught stealing. Two down here in the ninth. Quick release, and Johnson nails his 15th man caught stealing. The Riders have allowed the third fewest stolen bases in all of minor league baseball this year. And that time, a perfect tag from Chavez as Valera tried to swim around him. Caught stealing. 2-4. The 0-1, Tolbert lines it foul down the left side. It's now 0-2.
Well, that one has the Rough Riders bench coach, development coach, so to speak, but primarily catching coach, Kavika Emsley-Pies, smiling back in the Riders clubhouse.
A big second out. No doubt. Oh, and two on Tolbert. Base is clear. Burlingmeier kicks. Swing, and a man struck him out. Burlingmeier faces the minimum in the ninth. We go bottom nine. Riders trailing 3-2. 9-1 and 2-2 up. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 3-2. And Brandon Johnson, Tuscaloosa, Alabama native, out on the mound. Tyler Wolf takes over as the first base coach for the Rough Riders after Kavika Emsley-Pye was ejected. Johnson faces Franer Chavez, Caber Rodriguez, and Liam Hicks. Johnson, right-handed pitcher. We saw him throw a scoreless inning in the ninth and strike out the side in game one. He deals. That's up and in. One ball and no strikes with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Chavez today has reached all three times with a single and two walks. The pitch. In the air down the left field line and foul. It's one ball and one strike. Johnson out of Ole Miss. Selected by the Royals in 2022 in the ninth round. He's pitching in his 10th game with Northwest Arkansas after starting the season with Quad Cities at the high A level. Here's the stretch of the 1-1. Below the zone, it's two balls and one strike. A 3.60 ERA this season, 16 strikeouts in 10 innings. Chavez trying to find his way aboard for the fourth time today and represent the tying run. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Fastball middle. He challenged him, and he couldn't catch up. It's two balls and two strikes. Riders looking for a comeback win for a second consecutive day. Came back from down 4-0 yesterday, 1-10-5. 2-2 on the way. Chavez lines it the opposite way. It's fair down the left field line. He's around first. He coasts into second. It's a leadoff double for Freiner Chavez. Almost a half swing guiding that thing down the left field line. And the Riders have the tying run at second to lead things off here in the ninth. Trailing 3-2, here's the man who homered back in the seventh, Keber Rodriguez. Tying run at second, winning run at the plate. Corners pinch in, expecting a bunt. Right on right in the first pitch. Misses away. First pitch breaking ball, and it's 1-0. Rodriguez did not show bunt. Corners back just a little bit. Dylan Shrum at first base at the cut of the grass. Stretch by the right-hander in the 1-0 pitch. On the upper edge outside corner, a slider for a strike. One ball and one strike on Rodriguez. Riders looking to walk it off on this Thursday night. The pitch home, a swing and a miss. Up and away. Rodriguez already has one walk-off this year. Frisco has 3 walk-off wins this season. Aysel Cepeda hit by pitch with bases loaded. A Josh Hatcher 3-run walk-off homer, and Keber Rodriguez RBI single. He calls time and steps out. One ball and 2 strikes on Keber. The pitch. He punches it in the air, right side, shallow right field. Vaz going back, the second baseman there to make the catch. One out. He does not advance Chavez. Liam Hicks bats now. Riders trailing 3-2, bottom of the ninth inning, 1 down. Hicks is 1-for-4. He singled in the first inning. He's since flown out, struck out, and grounded back to the pitcher. Johnson looking for his first career double-A save. He had 2 in high A. He's ready from the stretch. And the offering in. Ground ball chopped to the right side. Shrum's got it. Takes it himself to the bag. 2 outs. Chavez down to third. And the Riders are down to their final out tonight. It's Cody Freeman. And this is the guy you want up. Freeman is 2-for-3 today with 2 singles and a fly out to left. He's now 4-for-11 in the series. Team leader with 10 RBIs, with 10 home runs, second on the team with 43 RBIs. Runner at third, 2 down. Riders trail by 1. The pitch. Outside corner at the knees, dotted with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Freeman stands back in from the right side. Johnson dangles his right arm. He readies from the stretch. And he brings in the 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2. Down to their final strike now tonight. Freeman trying to come up clutch. Chavez doubled the lead off the inning. He's at third. 2 down, 0-2. Johnson sets. And deals home. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and that's your ball game. Now, Northwest Arkansas hangs on with 3 runs in the first inning. They win it 3-2, and the Riders are now down 2-1 in this 6-game series. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the post-game show. The Rough Riders threatened throughout the night, but they fall just short. Northwest Arkansas wins it 3-2, scoring all three of their runs in the top of the first inning against Ben Anderson. He takes the loss, dropping to 4-5 on the year. Noah Cameron, who set a new career high in strikeouts, improves to 3-4 on the air. Brandon Johnson came on and picked up his first save of the season for Northwest Arkansas. And the Naturals win it 3-2. They take a 2-1 advantage in the series. Game 4 coming up tomorrow. Game number 85 on the air for the Rough Riders. But they fall just short tonight. They out-hit the Naturals 8-7, but the Riders stranded 10. In scoring position, they fall to 53-31 overall on the year and 9-6 in the second half. They're back in action tomorrow. You look at a matchup for that here in just a moment. But Caber Rodriguez provided all the runs for the Riders with a 2-run blast in that bottom of the seventh inning. Offensively, Cody Freeman and Pranger Chavez picked up a pair of hits. Chavez also scored a run on that 2-run homer. The Riders struck out 11 times tonight and struggled with runners in scoring position, going 0-10. But the lone runs came for the Riders on that 2-run homer by Caber Rodriguez. They fall tonight by a final score of 3-2. I mentioned they out-hit Northwest Arkansas, just situationally couldn't quite get it done. The 0-10 with runners in scoring position, but they've got another chance tomorrow. They've already punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason, but they fall to 53-31 on the year. And Northwest Arkansas back to an even 500 at 42-42 as they get it done tonight using 3 runs in the top of the first inning against Anderson to get the job done. We'll preview tomorrow's matchup on the other side on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Northwest Arkansas takes down the Rough Riders tonight by a final score of 3-2. Back in action tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's weekend baseball here before the All-Star break. The Riders will turn to a right-handed hurler in Nick Krauth, who is 6-3 with a 5.07 ERA. And Krauth, 6 wins, setting a career high, originally from Concord, California. Played his college ball at a number of places, but finished up at UConn. He's been good for the Riders as of late. In the month of June, he went 2-1 with a 3.04 ERA, but he's coming off of a start on the 4th of July in which he went 4 1/3 innings, giving up 4 earned runs on 9 hits and a pair of walks with 3 strikeouts. So Nick Krauth tries to get back on track tomorrow after having a great month of June. Mentioned the really solid ERA. He went 5 2/3 innings in all 4 of his starts in the month of June, and 2 of those being quality starts. He had a shutout 6-inning performance in his first start back on June 7th at Corpus Christi, and then recorded his second quality start on the road at Midland, going 6 innings of 2-run baseball with 6 hits, 2 walks, and 4 punchouts. So Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Riders tomorrow against the guy making his double-A debut. The right-hander Steven Zoback gets the ball for Northwest Arkansas. He's been good this year, 5-5 with a 3.95 ERA across 13 starts for High-A Quad Cities. The 23-year-old, originally from San Jose, California, played his college ball at California. And he's been really good at getting deep in ball games. He's made 5 starts of at least 6 innings, with his most recent being a 7-inning outing against Peoria on June 28th. He went 7 innings of 1-run baseball, 5 hits, no walks, and 6 punchouts. So he makes his double-A debut tomorrow against the Rough Riders as Frisco turns to the right-hander in Nick Krauth for a Friday night matchup between these two. The Riders will look to even the series behind after the loss tonight, 2-1. So game 4 tomorrow. Mentioned a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. All sorts of cool stuff going on. It's First Responders Night, presented by Peak Roofing and Construction. You can enjoy a presentation during the game from First, as well as a flyover from Texas DPS helicopters during the national anthems. First responders will be on hand throughout the first pitch and so much more throughout the contest. It's also a Fireworks Friday presented by Peak Roofing and Construction and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Come back on Saturday. It's another 7:05 p.m. first pitch for Texas Monthly Barbecue Night. All sorts of cool stuff going on. Hutchins Barbecue will be out here serving up all the best barbecue that Frisco has to offer, and there'll be some cool events going on. You can get an exclusive ticket pack on the Riders website that features some barbecue items as well as tickets to the game on Saturday. Again, a 7:05 first pitch, and you don't want to leave early because kids can run the bases post game, presented by our friends at Raising Cane's, as the kids can on every Saturday ball game here at Riders Field. On Sunday, wrap up this 6-game set before the All-Star break with a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Bluey night, and Bluey from the show Bluey will be here for a meet and greet. That VIP meet and greet is sold out, but you can still meet Bluey with a purchase of a ticket. So get your tickets now to meet your favorite dog. And it's a Sunday, which means Raising Cane's brings us Kids Sunday Fun Day. So all sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts going on throughout the game along the concourse, and then cap it off with Summer Sunday Fireworks presented by Primrose Schools and, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The Naturals get it done tonight. They take a 2-1 lead in the series over the Rough Riders, a 3-2 win. The Rough Riders outhit the Naturals, but unable to manufacture runs late. They threatened in the ninth with a leadoff double by Franier Chavez, but then went down in order to end the ballgame. So the Riders come up a run short here in Game 3. Game 4 tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Thursday evening with us. We hope to catch you 7:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:50 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!